Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Jesus said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." When you are without water long enough, you thirst and you die. Your physical body is made for water. Picture yourself wandering through the desert, the hot sun beating down on your head, parched lips and dry inside, feeling pain all over your body. You come to a basin of pure, clean water. It's obvious your body was made to consume water regularly. You ask yourself, is the water real? Is it the true water your body craves? Could it be tainted with poison? You smell it, place a drop on your parched lips, and then drink. After drinking, you feel the life coming back to your body. Likewise, if you've never been born again of the water of life, the Holy Spirit of the living God, and then you partake, you then know that you've been thirsting all your life. You've been dead in your sins. Now your thirst is quenched, and your soul is alive. None of the substitutes or counterfeits, such as occult fantasies or the temporary feelings from riches, will keep you satisfied. They feel good for a moment, but the soul continues to crave the true living water of the Holy Spirit. Personal, individual salvation means you are saved from the penalty and the power of sin. You have sinned. All, that includes you, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You have disobeyed God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wages are the payment, which is death, that you receive. Eternal death does not begin when your physical body dies. If you do not have Jesus, you are dead in your sins right now. Your body has life, but your soul is dead. The penalty for sin was taken by Jesus when he shed his blood being crucified. He died and rose again, walked among men, and ascended back to heaven. His own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead in sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Jesus' actual dead body was buried, then he physically rose from the grave. Jesus was literally born of a virgin, having been conceived of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus walked the earth, he was both man and God. Some of you may say, "I go to church, I believe, so I must be saved." Some who attend church are saved, but Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew ye. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." As for belief, there is a deeper meaning of the word believe. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils, demons, also believe and tremble. The demons believed in Jesus when he walked the earth, and they said so. As for good works, there are no good deeds that you can do that will save you. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Have you received this gift? Are you saved? Do you know you will be with Jesus throughout eternity? Do you now have eternal life? Have you been born again? When you are saved, you also have the power over sin sickness. You are no longer enslaved by being compelled towards sin. Some people falsely see salvation as bondage and practice of sin as freedom. I've been there and done that. The opposite is true. I am free in Christ, whereas before I was enslaved by one occult or New Age fantasy after another, thinking there were many paths to truth. Jesus said, I am the way. The way. That's singular, the. I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The way means one way. No one is without sin, even after salvation, but the bondage of sin, the compulsion, is taken away when you're saved. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. One of the new attributes is the love of God. So we die to self and we live for the will of God. Here is a list of some sins. It's not all the sins, some sins. Drunkenness, promiscuity, homosexuality, stealing, murder, bearing false witness, lack of compassion for others, brutality. And I could go on, but we'll just list those to give you an example of what sin is. Repent of your sin, turn from sin, and accept that Jesus, quote, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead in sins, should live unto righteousness. Be sure to contact BruceKettler.com so we may do as Jesus commanded. Feed my sheep. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Do you hear his voice now?